part of the show that Chase and I do, we're really hyper-local about things that go on in our community beyond sports but involving sports. One of those is a big event happening next Saturday, January 20th at James Lawson High School. It's a first pitch dinner and silent auction. Kyle Wright will be the guest speaker. We had him on a few weeks ago talking about this event, and now we'll bring on the head coach at Lawson High School Baseball, Kobe Ginsberg. Kobe, thanks for doing this morning.
Chase, Joe, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us about the event and Kobe and why this event is so important to your high school next Saturday.
So it's the first pitch dinner. You see a lot of baseball programs around that use this as a chance to kind of kick off the season, have a guest speaker, have dinner, some fellowship, and just kind of get excited for the high school season. For us, it's a fundraiser because we are a metro school, and this is by no means trashing the school district at all, but it's the biggest school district in the state. There's 90,000 students. There's 15 high schools, all have sports teams, and so they don't provide any kind of funding to make it to allow us to operate. And so, we're required to fundraise to be able to do the things that we want to do for the kids.
So, beyond that, who pays the umpires? You?
Yes, we have to pay the umpires. We have to buy baseballs, bats, anything that we want to do for the kids to be able to run a baseball game and a program is on us to be self-sufficient.
So if somebody wants to help out, we're talking to Kobe Ginsberg, the baseball coach at the brand-new James Lawson High School. If somebody wants to help out, and we've talked about this before, Kobe, and they can't get to the auction or to the silent dinner, to the dinner and the auction next Saturday, how can they help out? How can they help out any schools in Metro?
All of the schools have annual funds set up. And so for ours, for instance, if you go to give2lawson.com, you can scroll down to the baseball annual fund and you can donate that way. You can send checks to the schools made out to the school name. Anything is appreciated.
Oh, I bet with that. And this event, and again, beyond, I know you're raising money, but it's a time to come together. Why is this event so important beyond what you just talked about here a moment ago?
I mean, it just kind of it showcases our school. We have a brand new school, as you mentioned, opened in August. I would argue that it is the nicest public school in Tennessee. Looks like a small college campus. If you haven't been out there, come out to a game and check it out. But it's state of the art. It's beautiful. And so it kind of showcases the school, it kind of talk about our program. Bob Mueller turned us down, said he had to play golf that day, so we went with our third option U to host it. Kyle's a good friend of mine. He's, fifth round, or number five overall draft pick in the 2017 draft, played at Vandy. A lot of Braves fans in Middle Tennessee that know who he is because he was instrumental in helping them win their World Series a couple years ago. I know Chase loved that. And so he'd be a good draw, and he's just great to give back to the kids.
I love it. Yeah, I am hosting that next week, so thanks for asking me with Kyle Wright next Saturday at James Lawson High School. Let me ask you this, Coach. I know you've got to deal with getting the baseballs, paying the umpires, but the kids just need to be able to play baseball, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about them. It's not about me. It's not about the school. It's about them being able to put a uniform on and represent the school and, have a great, as you played sports in Metro, and you're probably some of your fondest memories are, putting the pads on Friday night at McGavick. And you probably look back at that 50 years later and see that, that was some of the best times of my life. And for these kids, they're not going to remember a lot of their high school experience, but they're going to remember the time they had on the field together.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and there's people like Mookie Betts has stepped up to help, and other athletes have stepped up to help. So there's a lot of good that's happening, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we do a Metro. I started a Mookie Betts Metro Classic about 3 years ago, and Mookie writes a check to fund the umpires so that none of the Metro schools that are playing in it, all but two of the Metro schools are playing in it, don't have to pay anything to play for the first week of the season, and so. Guys like that who, came through Metro schools and now made it big or don't forget where they came from and are giving back.
Love it. Next Saturday, James Lawson High School, 6 o'clock, Kyle Wright. It's the first pitch dinner and silent auction benefiting Lawson High School. Kobe, we'll keep getting the word out about that, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money so these kids do not have to worry about anything. They can just go out and play baseball. Coach, thank you for your time, buddy.
We appreciate it. Thank you.